Toronto Zuma Radio Blue Rodeo in concert December 10th at Niagara Falls View, and a trip to Margaritaville, indeed. Jimmy Buffett on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Personal question. Do you have a holiday budget? And if you do, do you actually stick to it? Now more than ever, a spending plan is key to navigating the most wonderful and most expensive time of the year. Kelly Keene is a best-selling author and personal finance expert and educator. Welcome back to the morning Zoom. Kelly, help us, Kelly.
Always great to be with you, Sam. Yeah, let's talk about having fun, saving a little money, and, making that new year not a financial hangover. That's super, super important.
Right, because that's what Christmas can push us into. And right now, I feel like I'm hearing from listeners who say that they are struggling more this year than in previous years. So the rent is up, their food prices are up, the gas prices are up, and now the added stress of holiday spending.
Yeah, and also just your money's not going as far, right, Sam? And I've been hearing a lot of surveys as well of how many people are still carrying credit card debt from last year's holiday. So, I mean, that's what you want to avoid if possible. And I think, you know, everyone is having this conversation. Inflation is hitting every single person, regardless of their income level. So here's the toughest part for everyone is taking the invisible and making it visible. And that's really what that budget is. And here's the deal too, Sam. Like, studies show that if you pre-think out what you're going to eat and drink at the holiday season, you're so much more likely to stick to it. So this is a great time to pre-think out, you know, what is it that you want to really be on the other side of the holidays? Is it spending more time with family? Is it going out because we get to do that this year? Is it buying gifts? So you can't do everything, but you can get creative with all of those categories. So just really trying to map it out. And then what is that going to cost? How are you going to pay for it? And just being mindful of that.
And you know what? It's more than just thinking about it, too, because I liked what you said there. It's really important to make it physical, to write it down, to see it in front of you. Somehow, when we write things down, when we have a list or a real budget that we can read back, we follow it better, or it seems that we follow it better, doesn't it?
100%. We know that you cannot go into a grocery store hungry or without a list.
Right.
And I mean, the same thing goes to, yeah, exactly, everyone on your list. And then, you know what, Sam, also like going online, using tech to really shop for, you know, the best deals before you get exhausted going in store because it's emotional. Retailers are counting on you to, you know, have temptation overcome what you're doing. I think, too, you also need a budget for yourself. I mean, I'll admit I've already done some pre-shopping, which is okay. You know, it's okay, but you really want to make sure that, you know, you're intentional and that you're looking for thoughtful things and that you've really taken time to look for the best deal.
And I think, too, the people who know us and love us will understand that maybe the gift this year is more thoughtful but less expensive, perhaps?
Perfect, Sam. Exactly. And, you know, as I said, I was doing a little shopping for myself recently. I really think that, you know, sustainability, looking at refurbished, used items. I got myself an Apple Watch on eBay refurbished. It was 25% less than buying it new. And you can actually get up to 50% on there. And you know, there's money back guarantees and warranties on it. So it really is different than used. And I think, too, it's about that thoughtfulness, like putting a little bit of thought into your gifts. You know, I'm getting a lot of my friends who are Raptors fans. There's, you know, a lot of collectibles and things of that sort. So websites like ebay.ca, other ones, really, you know, having that conversation that it's not all about, you know, getting the it thing or buying new. There's lots of options these days.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Okay, before we say goodbye, I just very quickly want you to, what thought can you leave us with? Because it is Black Friday time after all, and so there is a lot of temptation around us. Give us one parting thought, Kel.
One parting thought is put your credit card in a different room. Like, honestly, even that is enough for you to just take a sobering second thought. Do I really need it? Do I really want it? Are people going to love it? If not, maybe just take a break, give yourself 24 hours and reconsider it tomorrow.
That's a really good idea, actually. Kelly Keene, best-selling author, award-winning as well, personal finance educator, and founder of MoneyWise Workplaces. Kelly's book is Rich Girl, Broke Girl. It makes a great gift, actually. Thanks for your expertise and guidance, Kelly.
Always great to be with you. Thanks, Sam.